850 people in 11 communities in the Adamawa West district of the Greater Accra region have been rendered homeless by floods and tidal waves. This has prompted calls for them to relocate by the national coordinator of NADMO, Kofi Potofi. He made the call when he went on a tour of the affected areas and presented some relief items for distribution to the affected families. Rosalind Ganyaglo and Frederica Ashong have the rest of the story.
The NADMO coordinator, Kofi Potofi, said the effects of climate change is a contributory factor to the problem at hand. He indicated that one sure way of solving the problem is to build a harbour for the district as well as a sea defence wall. This will help improve the livelihoods of the people and create jobs in the area.
Almost all the communities along the coast, fishermen's livelihoods, their canoes, their nets are all carried away. So we have done the initial rest and they have become so turbulent and stormy. And we believe that the effect of climate change is exacerbating the flooding on this part of our country. And tidal is that really displaces our people. What happened is that there's been extreme dryness, and so farming has become very challenging for farmers. Fishing, which is the major occupation on the living stream, also was reduced to the minimum, and many of our people on the southern part here have had to migrate.
During the tour of the district, Mr. Potofi observed that human errors such as building on waterways and sand weaning at the beaches are worsening the situation. He therefore advised residents to desist from acts that will compound the problem. The district chief executive of Adamawa West, Anthony Klopa, explained that a lot of education is going on, but due to poverty, people still wean sand along the beaches.
A lot of education is going on along the coast about sand weaning. It has affected a lot. Formerly, when we were very young, when you come here, you have a lot of coconut trees over here. So that alone is an economic venture for them. And then they have a lot of canoes over here, which do the fishing. But as we speak now, most of them are going to Lume and then Tema, simply because they don't have a landing site. All the coasts have been washed away by the tidal.
A resident of Wekumagbe called on government to come to their aid and was quick to add that the people are ready to relocate if that will be an option.
To drag these boats day in, day out is becoming a problem for us. So we do have them at the overbank there. The town Wekumagbe itself is in the sea. So here is just another new land that we were setting, because the sea is just getting closer to us. Day in, day out. Even today, grass is coming. If only the government will build any sea defense for us, or will come and do anything to stop the sea coming. If only we have any proper land, that we'll do no problem about that land. We say,
the relief items include 400 buckets, 5 bales of used clothing, 500 cleats, 50 Wellington boots for the rescue team, and 200 boxes with each box containing a mattress, buckets, and a water bottle. Items such as maize, rice, and beans have been arranged for the victims.
That report was filed by Rosalind Ganyaglo and Frederica Ashong.